Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, Paul is laying out man's natural condition. What the character of man is like when he comes into this world, unless and until he is born again by the Spirit of God. Here's the truth about men. And here's what he says, Romans 3:10, as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understandeth, there's none that seeketh after God. None righteous, that is righteous enough, good enough to please God, good enough to get into heaven on his own merit, not a one in all the universe. Furthermore, none that understand spiritual things on their own, none who can understand his true sinful condition, none who can understand his need of salvation, none who can understand the gospel and the way of the gospel, unaided by this work of the Spirit of God in his heart. Man is deaf to things spiritual. He's blind to things spiritual. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Neither can he know them. They're foolishness unto him, because they are spiritually discerned. And furthermore, none is seeking after God. None have a desire for God. There's none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. None. Now, that flies in the face of what many people say. I've heard many, many presentations about evangelism saying that there are people all over the world who are seeking after God. They just need somebody to show up and to tell them how to find him. They are seekers. I remember years ago reading a tract. In fact, I passed out this tract myself. I wouldn't do it now. But I passed out this tract because it was entitled Seekers of Truth. And it told the story about a young man who grew up in New York City and was a seeker after truth. And he was seeking truth in this direction, seeking truth in that direction. But he didn't find truth until he found Jesus Christ. And he became a follower of Jesus Christ when finally he was given the gospel. He'd been seeking for truth all of his life, but couldn't find it until he found Christ. Well, it was a wonderful story, and a wonderful tract, and a great encouragement, but the fact of the matter is, it was very misleading. Well, now you say, aren't there people who seek God? Yes, but only after God has begun to work in their heart. Nobody seeks God apart from the Holy Spirit of God working in their heart. In other words, nobody seeks God until God first seeks them. How do you know? Because the Bible says so. Do we believe the Bible or not? As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. We have a whole church movement in our day based upon the idea that people are naturally seeking God. It is sometimes called seeker-friendly churches, built upon the premise that there are lots of people in our community who are seeking God. The problem is they've been turned off by traditional churches. That's the problem. They're not They're not turned off by God. They're not turned off by the Bible. They're not turned off by the gospel. They're turned off by Christians. They're turned off by churches. And we have got to become a different kind of church and a different kind of Christian so that we can remove the barriers from these people who are just naturally yearning to know God. They're just naturally seeking after God. And if we will become a seeker-friendly church, then all these people who are seeking God will find God in our church. Guess what? It ain't so. I'm sorry, but it just is not true. Again, are you going to believe the Bible or aren't you? As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. How many people are seeking God? None. Zero. Zilch. But you say you just said that some people seek God when God seeks them. Yes. Yes. In fact, the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews that He, God, is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And the Old Testament book of, I think, Isaiah said, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near." So the Bible does encourage people to seek God. And the Bible tells us that God rewards people that seek Him. But that has to be understood in the light of Romans 3:11, which tells us very plainly, there's none that understandeth spiritual truth. There's none that seek after God. So, if a person is seeking God, it's because God is seeking him. So, if a person is seeking God, he's not going to be turned off by traditional church services, by old-fashioned hymns and Christian music, by Christians who are serious about the things of God. That's not the problem. That's not the barrier. You see, the reason why people think this is the problem is because they have done surveys. Oh, there are lots of surveys that have been done in our time. And many of these surveys have gone out and gone through communities and talked to people by the hundreds and by the thousands and have said to them something like this: do you go to church? And that may not be the first question, but the answer is no. Well, do you believe in God? Yes. Well, what kind of church would you go to? What kind of church would you be willing to go to? And they will say, well, you know, why don't you go to church? What's the problem with church? Well, the prayers are too long, the sermons are too long, the music is too stuffy and old-fashioned. That's why I don't go to church. Well, would you come to church if we had a church where we didn't have long prayers, maybe no prayer at all, and didn't have long sermons, just short ones, and where the music was lively and uplifting and the kind of music that you like? Oh, yeah, I might come to church like that. Well, based upon that kind of survey information, somebody has concluded these people are not turned off to God. They are just turned off to old-fashioned style churches. So if we become a different kind, a seeker-friendly church, a user-friendly church, and the various names that are used, then we can remove the obstacles from these people who are naturally seeking God. Wrong. There aren't any people that are naturally seeking God. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. That's what the Bible says. And so when the Bible says He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, it's telling us that God seeks men. That's what Jesus said in John chapter 4, that God is seeking such to worship Him. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth, for God is seeking such to worship Him. Yes, God is seeking men to worship Him, but the fact of the matter is, when God is seeking a man, then these normal barriers about the stuffy prayers and the old-fashioned music and the too long sermons suddenly don't become a barrier anymore. Because when the Holy Spirit is working in a person's heart to give him a hunger for God, a hunger for truth, a hunger for the Word of God, a hunger for things spiritual, then prayer doesn't become a burden to him. It becomes a delight. Long sermons, if they're preaching the Word of God, don't become a burden to him. They become a delight. Old-fashioned hymns that might seem stuffy don't become a burden to him. They become a delight because they're filled with spiritual truth. You see, when a person is seeking God because the Holy Spirit is working in their heart and the Holy Spirit is seeking them, then everything has changed. And suddenly the things of the Spirit of God become precious to that person. So what happens when you try to make the gospel and Christ and church and salvation palatable to people who have a natural antipathy for those things? Because that's what this is telling us, that the natural man has no interest, hunger, delight in those things unless taught by the Holy Spirit of God to do so. So if you can somehow make church attractive to natural people who don't have any natural interest in Christ and in church, then you have to remove the offense of the gospel, the offense of the cross. You think you have made it easier for seekers to find the Savior. Actually, you've made it harder because you have altered the message. You have disguised the gospel. You have changed the truth by trying to market it to people who have no natural interest in the things of God. All you have done is change the church from a serious spiritual endeavor into another form of entertainment. That's what you've done. You've turned the church into an entertainment venue. Sure, you can get unsaved people to go to a nightclub. You can get unsaved people to go to a ball game. You can get unsaved people to go to a rock concert or a country music concert or some kind of a concert where they have music that appeals to them, doesn't take any spiritual delight to enjoy those things. So if you can take your church and fill it up with all of these kinds of entertaining elements that unconverted people like anyway, and offer it to them in a nice package and with attractive surroundings and basically free. You don't even have to buy a ticket to go to this kind of entertainment that I like anyway. You can have sermons that are short and interesting, nothing dry and stuffy, nothing long, nothing expository. People don't like that. Make it light and entertaining, a lot of stories, a lot of jokes. Well, free entertainment. Free entertainment. Music, like they listen to on the radio and on secular stations, and like they would enjoy going to a concert to hear popular music, we'll offer it to them at church. It'll sound the same way. We might stick in some Christian words in the message, but it'll sound the same way. Well, free entertainment. Don't even have to buy a ticket to go get that. And in the guise of removing barriers to the gospel, I'm afraid you've actually erected barriers to the gospel because you have changed the message of the gospel in trying to remove the offense of the cross, which is going to always be there in the minds of unconverted people until their hearts are changed by the Holy Spirit of God. But trying to do that without the necessary change of the Holy Spirit of God, you're going to do it anyway. God doesn't have to do it. We can do it. We can make the gospel attractive to these people. Sorry, but you can't. You can't. So what have you done? You have changed the gospel. You've changed church. You've changed Christ. You've changed spiritual things. You have made the church worldly. You have made it carnal. And thereby, you have added barriers to a true understanding of the gospel. Because, as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. We need to believe what the Bible says. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.